Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The firm of Harris and Meringue.
What's funny is the back actually looks pretty good. It's the front that really needs some action.
With Patrick Harris.
Boy, I'm stroking out today.
And Danny Meringue.
The pucker factor turns into suction.
The college football playoff is here. Four games for a chance at the quarterfinals.
You look at those two teams on paper, and they're almost equal in their schedule strength, their common opponents, the results against their common opponents. But the one metric we had to fall back on, again, was the head-to-head.
This is the firm of Harris and Meringue. First round week of the college football playoff is brought to you by video only on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here, Portland sports leader. If you missed it in the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with a duckify. If you miss Brady Henderson breaking down the Hawks-Rams game from the Sunrise guys on Dirt and Sprague this morning, you can check that out. Dan Lanning will be on primetime tomorrow, as there's no game, there's no primetime tonight. So if you miss that tomorrow, you can check that out. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, also over on the YouTubes, lets you rewind, fast forward, except for in the future, for that will be impossible. Ducks and Dukes are on the Fan this Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at noon with Ducks Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light. Wraps up with the Dick Hanna Dealerships post-game scoreboard following the game. We had Danny Cannell on yesterday. I did not have on my bingo card, Danny, that old Cannell would take the Ducks to win the whole thing.
Might as well go win the whole f-ing thing.
We both kind of looked at each other like, oh, okay, nice.
I think this Oregon team is really good. I don't think they're on that level.
I'm with you, but part of me also is kind of with Cannell in that. And so I tried to get through some stuff to not only break down this game, but try to look ahead and see their path and just where this team stacks up this year. So I took a lot of interest in the defensive stats for the Oregon Ducks this year. And this is up against Big Ten teams, okay? This is just how they do in the conference. By all metrics, when you look at stuff as a whole unit, in different areas, it's Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon in some facet of order. But I went into some kind of individual stuff. Bryce Betcher, for example. Statistically, he's the one that stood out to me the most.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a tackling machine.
And I think that this secondary, because I got some Brandon Finney stuff here as well. The secondary is what fascinates me so much about Oregon, and it's how much they're willing to come up and give aid to the linebacking core and the defensive line. And I want you to keep that word aid in mind for a second. Bryce Betcher is top five in total tackles in the Big Ten. He is number one in assist tackles. He is number 30 in solo tackles. That leads the team. So that you're kind of like, wait a sec. Total tackles, he's top five. Number one in assists, but he's all the way down in 30 for solo. Because total is a mix of those two together.
Sure. Just shows you he's around the ball a lot.
Shows you he's around the ball. Then I looked around to Tatum Tuioti. He has 7 sacks. That's tied for 6th in the Big Ten. Mateo Uiagalelei is tied for 5th, or tied with 5 at 19th. They, as a team, have 13.5 sacks. That's tied for 4th. So we have talked a lot about how there doesn't seem to be this like flash blow you up guy. There's no Miles Garrett on the team.
No.
There's no Revis Island on the team. But what I'm when I look at these stats, Brandon Finney is tied for fourth with 8 pass deflections. Mm-hmm. When I look at this, I truly look at this team as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I kind of saw this, because I was a little with you in that statement.
We talked about that a lot over this season with Tyson.
Who's the guy? Like, mm-hmm. who's the guy? And what the stats are telling me is they're all the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That it's truly how this goes. They're second in total yards per game, and they're third in points per game in the Big Ten.
There's not a weakness with this team. That was always the thing that I said, is that there's nobody you really attack. You know what I mean? Betcher is a tackling machine. Tuioti's a great pass rusher.
And I think there were some weeks where we wanted somebody like that.
We wanted a prime time disruptor.
We wanted Mateo to have 3 sacks or
have like 12 pressures in a sack. Like, just be a guy who lives in the backfield all game.
Have Amari Washington with 4 tackles for
losses. Just whooping somebody's butt all game long. Thieneman has made some very big plays this year.
Yes.
And he's probably going to be one of the top safeties taken in the draft. He's like, by all accounts, is going to be a day one safety, mm-hmm. which, again, is not a very common. They usually have to be a pretty special guy to do
Caleb
that.
Caleb Downs and then you?
Yeah.
Sign me up for that.
I mean, if you're the second best safety in that group, like...
And the other one's Caleb Downs, who might be the next Ed Reed.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's guys in there that are special. But that's the thing about Oregon's defense this year that I've said, and we've talked about with Tyson. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that, you know, there's this real weakness. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, USC threw all over them.
But they did.
But that's also, Mekhi Lemon was the best wide receiver in the country.
They also couldn't run the ball.
No, that exactly. And I was
they like picked their spots.
And that was the thing, is that even though they were there, and for Duck fan who's like, you had 5 pass interference calls that would have been about 120 more yards. Calm down. But beyond that, they did. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to live with that. And that's what they've done in basically every game outside of the Indiana game, where mm-hmm. they just couldn't.
Right. I think when I look at how this team stacks up, and I think that is honestly, it's this defense that's going to give James Madison problems. You know, I love where their defense, where James Madison's defense is ranked by the metrics coming into this game, but I do not understand how a James Madison offense is going to be able to have success on this team. It's very bend, don't break. It's very bend, don't break. And the unit, the collection that this team has, whether it's Amari up front or Bear up front, or it's Mateo or Tuioti in the linebacking core, and Finney and Betcher and Thieneman in the secondary, these are names that aren't just names because we cover this team.
Mm-hmm.
These are names because people know these names throughout college football. This is very reminiscent to me of a Georgia-Alabama defense. That's that Kirby Smart lineage. That's that time at Georgia where this now is a complete unit. It's not just...
It's a complete unit, but it doesn't have the star power.
Because it's not... Maybe it's not there yet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need a Kayvon Thibodeau. It doesn't need a Haloti Ngata.
Well, those Oregon teams of old, they didn't have the completeness, so that guy had to be special.
Boom, boom.
That's the difference. You had to have the Deion Jordan. You had to have the Kayvon Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have the Haloti Ngata. You had to,
Patrick Chun.
Yeah,
in the secondary.
And you know, was it last year? You had Jabbar Muhammad, who was mm-hmm. a dude on the back end. Like, you had to have a dude in order to cover up for some of the other shortcomings, right? And so, I think you look at that the transfer Christian Gonzalez from mm-hmm. Colorado when he came to Oregon, like, he was one of the best corners in the country. Like, so those kind of things out there, they don't have a weakness. Like, you're not testing the secondary in the sense of, like, do they have the best shutdown guys on the edges? No, but you've got really good safeties over the top, and you've got great linebackers underneath.
You got safeties and linebackers that are willing to come up and hit somebody,
and you've got guys that can drop back and help.
Like, and
it's coverage as a unit. It's not just a singular corner that's a dude, or a singular safety who's a dude. It's, hey, your nickel back, you know, your depth packages, your dime packages, whatever you want to go into, you trust guys that are out there. Because here's the other part of this. This is where I give Lanning and his staff the most credit. It's not just that they're going out and getting athletes, because that's what they did in the past. Their secondary's huge.
Well, like, they're getting fits.
But not just that, they're big. Mm-hmm. Like, they're big and they're rangy. So, you know, it's easier to cover up with, like, I'll use my team as an example with USC. They, over the last 5-6 years, they've had athletes back there, but they've been tiny. they've been tiny, and that has been something that has just burned them both in tackling in the open field and in coverage against going against bigger wide receivers. That was something that just cooked them. You can't sit there and just go, we're going to jump ball your secondary against Oregon, because they're all big.
And that's what I'd rather have. You know, like, let's take Micah Parsons, the Packers defense, real quick. You can game play. I mean, maybe Micah Parsons, the player, not necessarily the Packers. Let's take Micah when he was on Dallas. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You could game plan to run the ball against them, because as dominant and as disruptive as a player as Micah Parsons is on the ultimate level, you could run the ball on that team, because as Jerry clearly pointed out, Micah is not a great run stopper.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this Oregon defense is built,
wasn't with Micah. He's not an excellent run stopper. But you got to remember, he was a stand up linebacker. He's not a slouch.
I was taking more of a shot at Jerry than anything. But to where this Oregon team, there might not be a Micah Parsons on this team.
Mm-hmm.
There might not be a Jadeveon Clowney on this team when he was the most impenetrable force at South Carolina. But I'd rather have this unit. I'd rather have this collection of guys that, oh, okay, Bryce Betcher, fifth best safety in the Big Ten. Amari Washington, third best D lineman in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Brandon Finney, seventh best DB in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Because
when you look at the top ten,
they're littered all in there. They might not be the ones. They might not be Downs and the kid from Indiana whose name escapes me, the hurt kid.
The pass rusher, but they also have Jones, the linebacker, who's a freak.
They might not be those dudes, but when you're looking at all those other numbers, they're filled in, and that's how you win World Series. That's how you have an Alex Caruso on an OKC and a Lou Dort. That's how you win games, and that's why I think this team will go as far as this defense can take them.
I was just looking through Oregon secondary, just their size. I mean, the shortest guy they've got in their regular rotation is Kennedy at 5'11". Everybody else is 6'6", 6'2".
Text line telling me they got a blue chip coming in next year who's 6'5" at safety.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
That's like Cam Chancellor size.
I mean, how tall is Peyton? Peyton's like, I want to say 6'3". I feel like he's big. Peyton Woodyard, who's number five, number six in their depth chart, is 6'2". Like, they're big. They have a big secondary, man.
Pre-game coverage starts right here at noon, home of the Ducks on Saturday. Kick at 4:30. You can catch all the action right here. Normal situation, guys. Not really. Bringing in some big hitters. A bunch of fan personalities going to be pregame, postgame, plus obviously Jerry Jorge and our brand man Dusty Hare will be a part of that game call as well. So tune in for that on Saturday. When we come back, let's stick in college football, because there's something going on this weekend that really chaps my ass, and I wonder if the college football can turn to the NFL and say, dude, just stop for a minute. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get to an NFL quarterback would like to have a say. Should he have a say? Him specifically. We'll have Web Gems as well. Talk a little Blazers and the Big Nooner. Also 10 toes down, 12:15. So get any of those questions. 10 toes down. Unequivocal answers to things. No wishy-washy. No wishy-washy. Have to give a 100% firm answer here on the firm. No pun intended.
Mm. We're very firm here.
I know the answer to this, okay? I'm going to preface what I'm going to ask you, Danny, that I know the answer to this.
Go on.
I really would love, now, and here, this might be an underlying problem that there's no commissioner of college football, but somebody whether it's Greg Sankey, Petitti, hell, even ESPN.
How about Pernetti?
Your boy Pernetti. I guess it's my boy too. On Saturday, right, we got three college football playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for all of them. I mean, I guess there's two G5 games, so you can get in that conversation. But Texas A&M and Miami is going to be very fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's probably the game I'm most excited to watch. And we'll get into some crystal ball chatter tomorrow about that. While these games are going on, there are two NFL games tomorrow.
And
both division rivalries.
One of them's big.
And one of them is massive. Like, I understand that the NFL is king. And I understand that the NFL is at a point now where they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, but are they doing it the right way?
That's what I'm saying. Like, can we not just, like...
kick rocks, dude.
Yeah, I get it, guys. I get it. You're number one, and I want to watch these games. But now I've got a dual screen.
I'm not.
For two of the... I'm not going to.
I'm not going to.
I'm not... I'm like...
I'm not... I want to watch Green Bay, Chicago. I'm not.
I know. I really want to watch that game, too.
It's a college football playoff game. Solo screen.
Exactly. And even though it's, you know, let's take it from a national perspective. Okay, I know it's Oregon and James Madison. The spread's 21. Or, you know, James Madison players rattling off Duck legends like they're Andy Dirt Johnson. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. It seems like it's going to be an ass whooping. But it's
a college
everything
playoff
on the
game.
Line.
Yeah.
And it's we've been fighting for a playoff, for an extended playoff for this long that I just wish the NFL at times could look around and say, okay, you can have it. If they want to go up against the NBA, fine. Okay, fine. They're two different sports, mm-hmm. at least. And I know I could make an argument that the NFL and college football are also two different sports.
But there's a lot of bleed over between those fan bases.
These guys that we're going to want, like Ty Simpson could go in the top five of the draft, mm-hmm. and he's playing for Alabama on Friday night. And I just wish that they could look around and read the room. What do I say the two biggest problems with human beings are? Mm-hmm. Spatial and social awareness.
We talked about this a lot, walking through multiple airports.
God.
I had the, you know, we have the Army-Navy helmet, mm-hmm. that we get to take home. At least I took home this year. You got the football.
I'm going to bring the football in.
There you go.
We're going to display it here in the studio.
But it's a full-on helmet. Mm-hmm. And I had it clipped to the side of my bag. And we're walking through the airport in San Francisco. And... it's a wide open space. I'm not walking through like the terminal where it turns into a hallway. We're walking through like an atrium.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a ton of space. A guy walking straight walks the helmet's clipped to the side of my bag, walks right into it, like spins me around. I look at him and we had just gotten done talking about it. Like, why are people this stupid? And I said it loud enough that dummy behind me could hear me. Like, what are you doing? But the idea of like spatial awareness and fundamental just situational awareness, go to a grocery store, not during Christmas. You will find somebody walking their cart down the middle of the aisle, not paying attention to a single thing. That same mentality translates to everything else because we get, people are dumb and selfish and they get hyper-focused. Have you ever seen that video? It went viral once. Some kid at a mall... doing a shoot, you know, a stand-up kind of a deal. And somebody, like, walked right in front of him as he was interviewing somebody. And he got a little irritated. And the kid he's talking to, I say kid, he was probably late teens, early 20s, said one of the most, like, spot-on things I've ever heard. Now, I mean this in the most positive manner. The young man's being interviewed on the spectrum.
Okay.
Like, you can just, his answer and how he says it is just so fundamentally profound, but so flat, you're like, okay, yeah, your ability to just be that blunt is and that incisive, very good. He said something along the lines of, that doesn't bother me. You have to realize that most people are not, what was it? Most people are not out to provoke or to be ignorant or to be disruptive. They probably just didn't see you. And in that, it wasn't something because they are a bad person or because they don't, care. It was that they were focused on what they were focused on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you think about that in your normal life, how many times do you do something like that?
It's the disconnection from what's going on around you.
But I think the best people when it comes to that stuff are people that are just hyper aware.
Mm-hmm.
I have it because I've got ADHD and I can't not absorb the 37,000 things all going on at once.
You are a little bit of a shiny object kind of
guy. Oh, dude. I would not, if I came back, if I was in this world as a raccoon, I wouldn't have made it like out of the nest, dog. Just, and then I would have got ran over. That's just the way it goes. But as it pertains to the NFL, it's they're very much shiny thing. Oh, there's a Saturday. We're allowed to do this. We're going to take it. Like that fundamentally that came down to. It's what's good for us.
Yeah, I love this comment on the YouTubes. Even if you want to be a super capitalist about it, the NFL shouldn't take eyes off college football playoff games because those help build brand equity in the future stars of the NFL. I've said this in the past. I don't really remember, like, visually remember Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel kind of like a crappy sports fan for it.
Here, I'm going to take some from where we're going with right there. If Sam Levitt ends up being a great quarterback in the NFL, are you going to remember him in college? Are you going to remember that game at Arizona State, Texas?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am.
That's the power.
I mean, I might remember Scataboo more.
But okay. But yes. But this is my point. That's the power of the college football playoff.
Hey, let me ask you this. The two quarterbacks and the running back in the greatest college football game of all time.
Mm-hmm.
How their NFL careers turn out? Pretty garbage.
Yeah.
But I know who Vince Young, Matt Leinart, and Reggie Bush are.
Yep.
Because of that game.
Yes.
And I think...
because of the stakes, because of what it was, because of the pomp, the circumstance, everything that came with it. That's what this weekend is about. Look, it's
the NFL might get away with the fact that it's Tulane and James Madison. They might get away with it this year, and that's the problem, is if they get away with it, they'll do it again.
They'll do it again, but here's the thing.
And then bye-bye NBA on Christmas Day.
Let's say Tulane, I keep using this example. Let's say Tulane still had Darian Mensah. And Darian Mensah ends up making that game against Ole Miss. And ends up making that game a game. Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid they knock off Ole Miss. Are you going to remember that? Are you going to remember Darian Mensah? Let's say Retzloff does it at Tulane.
Dude,
you're going to... I used Mensah because he's going to be an NFL draft.
Statue of Liberty in the hook and ladder.
Yes.
I could see it in my head right now.
And
Zabransky pulls it down. Yeah,
and if there's...
I could see him holding the ball behind his back.
If there's a...
as clear as day.
If there was an NFL game going on that day, you know what I was going to watch? Boise State, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're doing this is like, just I get it. Money, money, money. But it's like, stop.
It's also a little bit like, who's going to stop me? And it's a little like testing the waters.
Because,
mm-hmm. guys, I hate to say it, but Green Bay, Chicago, is going to get better numbers than Oregon, James Madison.
Oh, yes. Now,
it is. Yeah. Now, and that's going to justify if it was
Miami, NFL. If it was Miami A&M and they flipped it.
I don't know about that either, man.
I mean, it's Chicago.
It's Green Packers, Bay. Bears. Yeah, it's big branding.
By the way, apropos of nothing, Netflix's Christmas Day NFL game. Have you seen who the halftime entertainment is?
Mm.
No.
It's Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, wow. Well. I'll watch.
Hey. Is he going to do Snoop Zion stuff? Because that was really when he was like at his peak of his game.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, he did a reggae record.
Oh, okay.
He was being sarcastic.
He did a reggae record, and I watched this documentary of him going to Jamaica to learn the roots of Rastafarian.
Mm.
And he walks into like the slums of Jamaica to go meet the like biggest like drug dealer overlord in Jamaica. And you can tell he is scared.
Yeah.
Like he's walking through a place and guys are looking at him like, we don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there cameras here? Why are there people in here right now? And the album was really, really atrocious.
As it pertains to that Bears game, it just got a little bit less interesting. Courtney Cronin is reporting that both Roma Dunze and Luther Burden have been ruled out.
Give me the Packers big.
Boy.
Give me the Packers big. All right, let's slide over to the NFL. All right, let's actually, you know, this is why they win. Because now I'm going to talk about the NFL. Mm-hmm. Young quarterback in the NFL wants a choice on who his coach is going to be. Ooh. But should you give young ones the right? Do you want to invest in that? We'll get there next. First, there's the Kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
10 toes down, coming up at 12:15. Get those thoughts in, 503-864-6326. We answer your questions unequivocally. No wishy-washy. 10 toes, no 50-50. So get those in, 503-864-6326. I'll read this text from our last conversation. I do absolutely agree with you about the NFL playing on Christmas when it isn't on a Sunday. But against college bowl games, they have always had that way. It's scheduling the playoff games and perhaps not negotiating with the NFL to clear up at least the first Saturday or maybe the second Saturday of the playoffs. That would be a great spot for a college football commissioner. And that's honestly probably where the whole thing lies, is who's the voice of college football? You know, I know Durden Sprague loved to say that Josh Pate, the commissioner of mm-hmm. college football. And, you know, I've heard talk like Swag brought up something the other day that I thought was fascinating. Like, I know everybody wants to make Nick Saban the college football or the college football commissioner.
Czar.
Kyle Whittingham. That's not a bad choice.
Here's the thing.
But somebody needs to speak for them because they're just on their own there.
There's always going to be a power vacuum and somebody's going to grab it, whether it's Petitti or Sankey. Those are the two.
And my money would be on Sankey.
Mine too. But it's easy to say Whittingham or Saban, but also at the same token, the thing you have to recognize or realize is why did both those guys get out of the game?
Oh, because they don't like the game right now.
So, dude, you want somebody to be in charge who's, I don't want to say less progressive in that mindset, but would probably be slower to a change and adapt? Or would you want to go with somebody much, much younger? A Dan Lanning
sure,
type.
Marcus Freeman.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, it doesn't have to be
somebody
them.
Open to change.
Well, here, I'll use the USC one. They went and took Chad Bowden, the GM from Notre Dame, and brought him into USC and brought their recruiting up to speed. Bowden's like 30 or 31. He's a kid.
The new GM for the Washington Nationals is 31 years old.
The Jacksonville Jaguars GM. Mm. He's a kid. Like, yeah. Do you want to go that way?
Theo Epstein was a kid.
That's what, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's those kind of things. You know, which way do you want to lean on? Do you want to go with somebody who's a little more traditional? And again, Whittingham and Saban aren't old fuddy-duddies and crusty and like, don't change my game. But they're also not, let's be on the cutting edge of this.
Agreed. I think you would hope for, in if you're looking for someone to be the voice of it, I think if it were a Saban or a Whittingham or somebody like that, a Dabo, Jimbo, Fisher, kind of that old mm-hmm. school crew, you would hope that they could understand where the game is, but they would have lived in the integrity and the historical value mm-hmm. that we all hold near and dear to our heart. You would hope that they could add some of that, because I think your fear of the young guy would be not caring about who plays in the Rose Bowl, not caring about what yes. the Cotton Bowl means, so and not caring about Army, Navy, and et cetera, and all the, and what Notre Dame independence mm-hmm. means, that you would think it would just say, screw that, free capitalism, mm-hmm. let's ride.
Maybe go with, there's some bias here because I've never met Sankey or Petitti, but I like what Pernetti's got to offer. just think about we can't talk about it, but think about the discussions that we have.
I know. Smart guy.
And how he sees the game of college football.
Mm-hmm.
And like the things he thinks that are blocking, you know, progress or change. That's the kind of guy that I would, because I think he splits the difference between the super young guy and the old guy. I think he's a guy that understands, because this is a guy that recognizes Army, Navy, and their place in things.
That's what I was going to say. He's in a situation in which he sees...
He has to.
He sees the historical importance of a game within his conference, but also sees the USF of the world.
I was going to say, fully vested in their
spending. And Tulane being in the college football playoff.
That's what I mean. Like, he has hands everywhere.
Does Teresa Gould care about the Rose Bowl? Because I would argue the Pac-12 championship should be played at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Just some sliver of resemblance of what the old conference
looked like. I think with a guy like Pernetti, you're getting the progression, but you're also recognizing the past, the traditions, the things that separate you that make you whole.
He's not young, but he's old. Or he's not old, but he's young.
Yes.
Not young, but he's old. Wait, flip it and reverse it.
But,
is that a not young, but old
but
song?
But you understand, with Petiti and Sankey, I think there's a selfishness there.
Oh, of course. And there's self-preservation. And there's that's clutching at the pearls. Holding on.
Did you get that from Pernetti?
No.
And I think but I think it's hard to find that.
But though. I also wonder if I sat down with Greg Sankey and I was like, dude, he's right. The SEC is the greatest conference in the world. Because these people in these positions have to be that
but,
way.
That's the thing is about Pernetti. We didn't get that from him.
I didn't, except for him continuing to tower over me as a 5'6 man, and he's like 6'3.
But the thing about the thing he did say, the idea of like what's blocking progress in college football, that resonated, and not once did he try to tell us that the American Conference is the best conference. He said, what did he say? We want to be the best conference we can be.
Yep.
And there was something about that that resonated.
He doesn't like Power Four, Group of Five. He doesn't like those labels. He just said, let conferences
be conferences. If you take that and you put that in a commissioner or a czar over all of college football, then you're not playing Big Ten, SEC, whatever favorites, and you're going, what's best for the game.
Web Gems is next, my friends. We do it every single day at 11:45, 105.1 Portland Sports Leader and the Fan Sports Network.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll have 10 toes down as it's a Thursday, 503-864-6326. Can get those in or over on the YouTube chat where you ask us questions and we have to unequivocally answer them, whether it's in sports, your life, or somewhere in between. One more shopping weekend till Christmas.
You done?
I wrapped all my wife's gifts last night.
I have one that'll be delivered on Christmas Eve.
Bucker factor a little dicey.
But otherwise I gotta make a stop either Friday or Saturday and grab the last couple.
I have to go to a store today that I will not mention the name because I hate this store with a giant passion and refuse to give them any on-air credibility.
What do they sell?
Things.
That gives it away, huh?
Yep, they sell stuff. And I gotta pick something up there. I have no choice.
It happens. Is it of the sweet variety?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
My wish. What are you thinking of?
Well, no, the Sea's Candy Run.
Oh, no, that's fine.
This time of year it's a nightmare.
Well, yeah, but this place I'm going are owned by terrible people.
No. Everything is.
No.
I've got an idea.
No. I know a ton of places in town that I frequent that are not owned by terrible people. I do.
Everything is. If you're talking about I'm not talking about a restaurant.
Well, there are degrees of terribleness.
Yeah. You don't want to know where the rare earth minerals in your cell phone come from.
Oh, I know where they come from.
Everything.
That I'm aware of.
Everything.
Today's Web Gem is brought to you by the NFL. You can always count on a good Web Gem, and you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. There is a report out there that Cam Ward, the number one overall draft pick, quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, would like to have a say and sit in on who the next coach is going to be. And this had me kind of thinking, Danny. I'm curious where you lie on this. The kid is only in his rookie year.
This coach got fired, what, 6 games into the season?
Something like that. And there are a lot of issues going on in Tennessee, I would say, right now. They need players first and foremost. That's their biggest problem. We don't know if Cam will be good or not. And this isn't a discussion on if Cam will be good or not. The discussion is based around, has Cam Ward built enough credibility by being the number one overall draft pick, being in theory the franchise quarterback, to help make some of this decision? If you tell me Zach Taylor gets fired in Cincinnati and Joe Burrow wants to say of who gets the shot, I'm in on that. I'm curious if the kid's too young to try and speak up and say he wants something.
Well, I don't know if he's saying he wants something in particular. He did say the quote from him, I want to meet all of them. Every coach who comes, who gets the opportunity to come here, I want to have conversations throughout the process with them. I'm going to be here for that whole time. And he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
He's a number one overall pick. He's going to have, we talk about, you know, draft equity and all those kind of things. Unless he craters in year two, year three, and even then he's going to get a chance unless he Justin Fields this thing. He's not saying, I want to decide. He's just saying, I want to have conversations. And to be honest, I'd rather have that than a guy who just says, no.
Remember what you said.
But it's not a right to have it.
Remember what you said in the 10 o'clock hour?
Mm-hmm.
25 quarterbacks that have gone, 25 years, mm-hmm. quarterbacks that have gone number one, they're too worth a damn on mm-hmm. there. That's where I push back a little bit. Kid, I need you to trust me here for a moment.
I don't think he's saying he's not, though.
If we sign you to an extension, then maybe you come in. But right now, I might lean, and unfortunately this might be Cam Ward bias against him, and I'm trying really hard not to. I might lean a little bit into let the adults take a shot real quick.
Well, I think...
Or did the adults already screw this up?
That's kind of my point, is that... And he's taking vested interest in his future. And he's not saying, I want to decide. I just want to be a part of the process.
And I... Yeah.
Who's the most important guy in the room on a football team?
Well, the quarterback.
Okay.
In theory, I mean...
No, I don't think it's even theory.
I might argue the GM.
Well...
I give you, for example, the Cincinnati Bengals.
But... What happens when Joe Burrow goes out?
They crater.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the infrastructure around them.
And that's, I think, Cam Ward's looking around and saying, I don't have any infrastructure around me at all.
Look at the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm. Great infrastructure.
Great infrastructure.
But is Daniel Jones out there saying that I need to be in a part of the room? Because no, because Shane Steichen's a good coach.
And
there's good things around him.
And Daniel Jones got lucky to be in the room in the first place.
And with Cam Ward, he's saying, I'm a number one overall pick. You trust me. Like, let me... be a part of this. And again, if he was saying, I want to decide or I want to have input, he's saying he just wants to be a part of the process.
And I guess I took that as input.
Because he said that he'll be all in on the next coach regardless of if it's a defensive or offensive-minded hire. He just wants to be a part of the process. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not dictating terms.
No.
I think as a guy that's taking a vested interest in his immediacy and his future, I think that's the right way to go about it.
Boy, who's going to take that job?
Always somebody.
Well, I know somebody's going to.
Kellen Moore took the Saints job. Aaron Glenn took the Jets job.
He's no Kirby Moore, I'll tell you that.
I mean, the idea of the Titans, if Vrabel's still there, how different are things?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, it is nice to know the kid's invested.
You know, I'd rather have that than a guy, you know, a Johnny Manziel of the world's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me the guy who cares.
I would like to pick the guy that eventually benches me. Mike McDaniel, come on down.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's get to the big nooner. Blazers take on the Kings tonight. They're back in action for only the second time in like the last 10 days. I almost forgot that the NBA was going on. Let's jump into that. Plus, we'll have 10 toes down at 12:15. If you get enough in and we're kind of looking like it, we might have a double 10 toes down today. So get those in, 503-864-6326 or on the YouTube chat. Final hour next, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.